hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first, and then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. My dear friends, a question to start this morning reflection. How much damage does excessive self-confidence do in the world? How much damage? Beyond it, I think there is nothing hidden other than our human pride. The Christian is called to place his hope in God alone. Because God is our strength, God is the center of our life, and at the same time, the one who pushes us to go out of ourselves to meet others. So before reaching out to this point, we need something very important, which I call humility. It is this virtue that enables us not only to give God the place that rightly belongs to him, but also to recognize in others the children of God who share with us the way back to the Father's house. The humble man or woman thinks twice before telling his brother or sister what he or she should do. He may treat himself, he dialogues with God, and only after that does he guide his brother or sister. You need first to take advice, wisdom from God in order to be able now in your turn to correct or guide your brother or your sister. Thus then, the humble avoid falling into the hole. Moreover, the hole is close shoulder to shoulder. That is why, before wanting to help others, one must discern how his soul is. But now, this doesn't mean disregarding the neighbor under the pretense, the false pretext of not being able to help him or her. It does mean examining our conscience to see if the help we wish to provide comes from a right intention, from a sincere heart who want only to please God. In another words, Pope Francis said, a guide cannot be blind, but he must see well. That is, he must have the wisdom to guide wisely. Otherwise, he runs the risk of harming the people who depend on him. Thus, today, Jesus draws the attention of those who have educational or leadership responsibility, I mean the shepherd of souls, public authorities, legislators, teachers, parents, grandparents, exhorting them to be aware of their delicate role and to always discern the right way to drive people. That is why we all need to go to the school of Jesus. I say again, we all need to go to the school of Jesus, who said, I quote, the disciples is not above the teacher. Everyone who is well trained will be like a good teacher, a good guide. And then today, it is an invitation to follow his example and his teaching to be saved and wise guides. God is good all the time. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.